Time now for the Eagle 102 Area High School Basketball Coaches Spotlight, brought to you by the Mercantile Bank and All Parks. We are joined by Clopton Hawks head coach Tony Francis. Coach, talk to us a little bit about the outlook on the season.
Well, we spent the first 12, 13 practices, whatever we've had. And in fact, I'll even go back to last spring and through the off season this summer. You know, I've really tried to talk to these young men about having a target on your back and embracing that target. You know, I think we slipped in there last spring and got us a district championship that may have surprised some people, but, you know, now there's no surprises and everybody's going to give you, their best shot every night. So I've been really emphasizing these young men. I'm trying to break them down pretty hard, to be honest with you, that, you know, great champions, great teams want that target. They embrace that target because they know they're going to get everybody's best effort. And I don't know how we're going to handle it early on in the season. I like the kids we have. We have a lot of talent coming back, but how are we going to handle that pressure?
Stay tuned for more from Coach Tony Francis on the upcoming Hawks season as you've been listening to the Area High School Basketball Coaches Spotlight on Eagle 102, brought to you by All Parts and the Mercantile Bank.
Hi, this is Margaret Madison with the Mercantile Bank in Louisiana. The best part about community banking is seeing a familiar face. At the Mercantile Bank, you're always greeted by just that, faces that you know. Our employees are your neighbors and maybe even your family. So when there's a concern about your personal or business accounts, you're dealing with people you trust to ease your mind. Find out what other services the Mercantile Bank can offer you by stopping in or by visiting us online at mercbk.com. The Mercantile Bank in downtown Louisiana, your full-service community bank, member FDIC.
Give us a glimpse of some players we'll see for you this year.
You know, you look at, we got four of our five, starters returning. Obviously, we miss Mason Street tremendously, along with Logan Dalrymple and Dylan Horsemeyer. Those three young men were just huge for us last year, but, you know, they've graduated, and we were now returned Tyler Kuntz. One thing I like about Tyler so far this year, he actually had a practice the other night where, in 2 hours and 45 minutes of a practice, he might have taken three or four shots, but he had such a tremendous influence in the intensity, the energy of the practice we had, and I told him in front of the team, that's a sign of a really good player that can have that kind of an influence and not even take hardly any shots. So, we got Tyler returning. We've got, Cash inside, and, both those gentlemen were all conference, all district players. Cash's little brother, Kane Evans, he started quite a bit for us last year, so he'll come in as a sophomore. We have another sophomore that could have started last year. It just, I liked his versatility off the bench, and that's Jordan Genowine, a young man that he's kind of small in stature, but he's one of the more athletic kids, I think, in the conference. And we're looking for, big things out of him. Once he figures out that he brings it every night in practice, that translates to great games. He could be somebody really special for us. And then at the point, we'll have Chase Hall. I know as a sophomore, I don't think there's a kid in the program that's probably been under the duress for the last 18 months like Chase Hall has. And as a point guard, he's got to be an extension of me, and he's actually got to outthink me on the court. And he is really coming into his own. I like what he's been doing here the first couple weeks of practice. He's been calm. He's been more assertive, and I see his confidence growing. So we're pretty excited with what Chase is going to provide. And then, coming off the bench right now, if we had to play a game tonight, we've got two more seniors and Jason Hain. He's a junkyard dog. He's the type of kid that may not be all conference, but you're going to have him if you want to have a chance to win the conference. And then Malik Marshall, he's just go-go gadget arms. He's about 6'3 now. He's really long, gets a lot of deflections. He's really good in the open court, and we're expecting big things out of Malik. So, we got that seven there, and then we got a couple sophomores, Adam Lindsay, Josh Harvey. We're trying to get them some experience and trying to beat them up a little bit in practice and see how they handle that adversity, because we're going to have to rely on depth.
Stay tuned for more from Coach Tony Francis on the upcoming Hawks season as you've been listening to the Area High School Basketball Coaches Spotlight on Eagle 102, brought to you by All Parts and the Mercantile Bank.
All Parts in Louisiana is hiring for both the receiving and shipping departments for all shifts. All positions will be 8-hour shifts Monday through Friday. Starting pay is $12.62 per hour with a $1 per hour shift differential. Plus, individuals will be incentive eligible day one and benefit eligible after 30 days. Apply online at jobs.dormanproducts.com.
What goals has your team set for the season?
Right now, I've got a way quite a few years ago in my career, I got away from, you know, let's get X number of wins. And then you hear the old cliche from all the coaches, you just want to get better every day. What I want to do is number one goal is stay out of injuries. We just can't afford any injuries right now. So we want to stay out of injuries. Number two, we've set our schedule up to where we've got a lot of tough non-conference competition. Now, the conference is going to be another dogfight throughout the year, but we've also, you know, we're going to play Troy, we're going to play Duchesne, we're going to play Liberty, Illinois. We've got second in the state over there. So I want to see when we've stepped up the schedule, some of these non-conference games, how are we going to respond? I think that's probably the biggest thing that I'm anxious to see. And one of the goals is, do we respond correctly, whether it's a bad play in a game or whether it's a game where we didn't play our best or maybe we did play our best and we just wasn't good enough that night? How do we respond? Because if the right response is there, and that's one of our goals, if we can respond correctly, then I think we put ourselves in a position to maybe have a little success at the end of the year.
You've been listening to the Area High School Basketball Coaches Spotlight on Eagle 102, brought to you by All Parts and the Mercantile Bank.